BBC News with David Austin. Astronomers say they've made a major discovery of planets orbiting a distant star which may hold the right conditions to support life. They say they've found seven Earth-sized planets orbiting a star called TRAPPIST-1. They're believed to be the correct distance from the star for liquid water to exist on their surfaces. Official figures from Mexico show that the number of murders increased by a third in January compared with the same month last year. The authorities suspect the jump in violence is linked to the extradition to the United States of the drug lord Joaquin Guzman, known as El Chapo. They believe a power vacuum has encouraged attacks by rival criminal groups. The World Trade Organization says a deal, which it describes as the biggest reform of global trade in a generation, has come into effect. The agreement, which aims to streamline cross-border trade, has now been ratified by the United States, the European Union, and China. The centrist French presidential candidate Emmanuel Macron has accepted an offer of an alliance with the veteran campaigner François Bayrou, who could have split the vote if he stood against him. Mr. Bayrou said there was an urgent need to join forces in the face of a challenge from the anti-immigration party, the National Front. The US military has acknowledged that its troops have been involved in fighting with Islamic State militants in the battle for the Iraqi city of Mosul. When American forces were first deployed to Iraq, they were meant only to advise local allies, but they're now working more closely with the Iraqi army. Demonstrators opposed to the building of an oil pipeline under a lake in North Dakota in the United States have set fire to tents in their protest camp shortly before a deadline to leave expires today. President Trump has signed an executive order clearing the way for the construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline to proceed. BBC News.